What we really have here at Radio St. Pete is we sprinkle kindness like confetti, and sprinkling kindness with me in studio for a snippet of a Christmas carol. It's the one and only Eugenie Bondurant. Welcome, Eugenie.
Hello, Nanette. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for asking me to join.
Well, you know, we have talked about a lot of traditions, and we're going to leave the mistletoe as the aphrodisiac to the side.
Yeah.
I don't remember if Scrooge, when he comes out, is under, he gets a kiss. I don't think so. We should redo it so he does.
Maybe it'll make him look at life differently.
Well, before we start, I just want to ask you, what is Christmas like in New Orleans, where you're from?
Oh, my goodness. Christmas Eve is really the killer. We always had a party on Christmas Eve that I've now continued, of course. But I do want to tell you a story. One day, when Christmas Eve, when I was very young, being the youngest, I guess I was bad. Because the next morning I woke up and I went to my stocking and there were sticks and stones and coal in my stocking.
Did your brothers do that or your parents?
I have two older sisters that are 7 and 8 years older than me. They went up to my parents. They went up to my mother and said, well, she's been bad, so can we put sticks and stones and coal in her stocking? It took me until the afternoon to actually reach inside that stocking. It devastated me.
Well,
you can tell.
Yes,
right
and,
now.
And so now she's a famous actress. And she, you know, so that's all right.
My creative work.
Yes, that's all right. This weekend we had the delight of being at the Cafe Carlyle with her lovely husband Paul Wilborn, you know, from the Palladium. Also has a podcast, and Eugenie Bondurant, Jeremy Carter, and I'm telling you, it was awesome.
So much fun.
Was it fun?
That was a blast.
It
and I really appreciate you being there. Thank you, Nanette.
Thank you, Radio CP. So, without further ado, Eugenie. As, yes, I'm telling you, Scrooge and Tiny Tim, moi, I'm going to test out my Cratchit. And so the solicitors exit. A few carolers enter, including a few children. A boy steps up to regale Scrooge as they sing, God rest ye merry gentlemen. Cratchit is pleased.
Get away from here, you. I didn't ask to be bothered with that noise.
The child, startled, retreats to the carolers who rush off.
You'll want all day tomorrow, I suppose.
Cratchit, if it's quite convenient, sir.
It's not convenient, and it's not fair. If I was to hold back, half a crown for it, you'd think you were being abused, no doubt. And yet you don't think me ill-used when I pay a day's wages for no work.
It's only once a year, sir.
A poor excuse for picking a man's pocket every 25th of December. But I suppose you must have it. Be here all the earlier next morning.
Oh, yes, sir. I shall. I certainly shall.
Scrooge exits. Cratchit dons scarf and hat, snuffs his candle, and turns to meet Tiny Tim hobbling on with crutch, face aglow.
Father?
Hello, my dear son.
Father, I've been waiting for you.
Let's go by Cornhill and watch the children play. Someday you'll be there playing with them.
I feel like I'm getting stronger every day.
And do you remember what tomorrow is?
Christmas Day.
And I'm to have the whole day off to celebrate with my family.
Hooray for Christmas.
Cratchit picks up Tiny Tim and bears him off, breaking into a carol together. La 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 la. Rocio is joining us, Escobar, from Station 12 Studio. I want to tell you folks that it is just a delight. They've been in here with us for a half an hour as we've been jam-packed with chatting with our other podcasters and interviewees. But, you know, does anybody know, 'twas the night before Christmas. Where did that start?
I don't know. Do you know the answer?
No idea.
What a great, and it's such a great story.
Such a great story.
Okay, tell us. Tell us, Nanette. I know you know.
All right. Well, I'm not a know-it-all, but as in the winter of 1822, the Reverend Clement Clark Moore, he was a professor at New York's General Theological Seminary, and he composed a poem to amuse his children on Christmas Eve. And the poem began, 'twas the night before Christmas. In the following autumn, Miss Harriet Butler of Troy, New York, was visiting the Moore family, and she saw the poem. She was so taken with it, she requested a copy. And in December 1823, she sent the verse anonymously to the Troy, New York Sentinel, and the editor printed it. The rest is history. And so reading this classic poem for us is Rocio and Eugenie. Rocio.
'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their bed, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled our brains for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the windows I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave a luster of midday to objects below. When what to my wondering eyes did appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer, with the little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment he must be Saint Nick. More rapid than eagles his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donder and Blitzen. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. Now dash away, dash away, dash away all. As leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up on the housetop, the coursers they flew, with the sleigh full of toys and St. Nicholas too. And then, in a twinkling, I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of little hooves. As I drew in my head and was turning around,
down the chimney St. Nicholas came down with a bound. He was dressed in all fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard on his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke it circled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know that I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk, and laying his finger aside of his nose and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and they all flew down the down of a thistle. But I heard him explain ere he drove out of sight.
Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Eugenie Bondra at Rocio Escobar, Station 12 Studio. Before we cut to Joe, I want to just ask you, Rocio,
yes,
what is your Christmas tradition with your lovely mother?
Oh, with my mother. Oh, gosh. Well, first, I'm a little bit of a Christmas Nazi in my household, so I like to decorate the tree a little bit specific, so everybody leaves that to me. But cooking, and with my mom for Christmas, we always like to do sweets, so we do a lot of baked goods. That's my favorite.
Well, you know, folks, in case you don't know, this Greenlight Cinema, where Station 12 Studio is, has a new place next door, a venue that we're going to be seeing improv and hopefully Radio St. Pete music and events and things like that. And it is called
Greenlight Lounge and Kitchen.
And the chefs are?
Myself, Rocio Escobar, and my mother, Claudia.
And what are we going to eat?
Ooh, a very delicious American Argentinian mix. So there's going to be empanadas. There's going to be pizza, obviously smash burgers, and a lot of delicious milanesa sandwiches, like, which is all Argentinian inspired and style things.
So and it's fun. Tango.
I wish I could dance. I can't tango. Not yet.
Eugenie, what is your favorite Christmas movie and what is your favorite Christmas music?
Oh, goodness gracious. Oh, Christmas movie is Oh, of course, you put me on the spot, Annette. It's the one, you know, with
Home Alone?
No, it's back. It's with what's his name?
And it's on
the bridge. So it's a Wonderful Life.
Wonderful.
It is my favorite. I've got to watch it every year. And of course, I forgot the name of it. You know, it's a Wonderful Life. But I do want to. Okay, Annette, I have to tell you one of, I feel like the gift to our community and to me and to my husband and to Ro and to Mary Rachel and to Mike and all the artists here is Radio St. Pete.
Yes.
Really. That is our gift. We really appreciate you. We appreciate what you do. We appreciate what you do for the community. And we really love you all here. Thank you.
We are so grateful to have the program live from Station 12 Studio. Mm-hmm. We're thrilled to welcome, shout out to Paul Wilborn and Mike Haslett at Greenlight Cinema. And I'm going to go cut back to Joe. Ladies, thank you so much for being here in studio.
Thank you so much for having us.